Okay. Are you ready? And go now. Yes,
we'll all be. Tonight, the heat is on. The main choir has just 4 rehearsals left before the qualifying round of the Choir of the Year competition.
Don't fiddle with anything because the judges will be drawn to you fiddling. Okay, find the energy. I'll do bananas in a minute. Right then. So, Mary, 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 hey. Right, do it again, the last little bit. Heads down. Heads down.
The Scunthorpe Cooperative Junior Choir was formed 80 years ago, and it's unusual because it's not attached to either a school or a church. Nevertheless, 200 kids aged from 3 to 19 come here to a fairly run-down part of the town, faithfully every Friday evening. For the competition this year, the choir's dedicated musical director, Sue Hollingworth, has prepared a performance of early music.
We've put together a little scene with some children dancing as well, because one of these pieces invites them to dance and the second one actually is an early dance. So we start with Hey Ho, Nobody at Home by Ravenscroft. Then we go on to Strike It Up, Tabor. And then we do a dance by Suzzato. And we finish with Summer Is A-Comin' In, with kind of more rustic dance going on. And we put bells on that.
Why have you chosen early music? Why this particular era?
Well, we just had learnt a load, and they do sound gorgeous. It needs straight voices, I think. And, of course, children have straight voices. Yeah. Do you like this stuff?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, very good.
Gentle Robin, tell me my name and
I think the idea of using early music for the youngsters is actually perfect, because it's music that at times can sound complicated but isn't complicated, because they're all singing the same thing, and even if they go in canons, they go in rounds and they're just repeating after each other. They've only got kind of one thing to think about, and the harmonies, when they start to do the harmonies, again, isn't too complicated. They've got 3-part harmonies and they sound beautifully. They've got a melody to concentrate on, and all the young voices singing that kind of playing song works really, really well. It's simple music with big impact. What does the choir do? What's the purpose of the choir?
Well, I mean, we sing concerts. They know that we sing to the highest standard we possibly can.
Right.
And that if they come to this choir, if they're keen on music, that hopefully their musical skills will grow. And Scunthorpe is known for singing, partly because of this choir.
All right.
But we also are a social kind of network as well, so you'll find they're all great friends.
You had a Polish girl who doesn't speak much English. Does this really help them to learn English, the language, as opposed to
Absolutely.
Just songs?
We tend to sing slower than we speak, so if you're going to pick up language, it's quite easy from a song. And lots of songs have words that are repetitive, actually. Yes, a little Polish girl came tonight. We have quite a few Polish families moving into this area, and the nearby school has sent her. I would imagine her parents haven't been here very long.
What's her name?
Katie Marriott.
Katie Marriott, how long have you been in the choir?
I was 3.
You were 3, do you remember that? Were you married? You sound very nice. I can hear your voice. What's your name?
Ellie.
Ellie, how long have you been in the choir?
6 years, maybe.
So do you use it as a social thing, or is it because of the singing mainly? Stop laughing.
Of course I don't use it as a social. It's a very serious activity. I'm doing musical theatre at uni next year. So.
All right. This young chap, what's your name?
James.
Yeah, because James, you were one of the soloists there, weren't you?
I was about 9 when I first joined, and then I started to enjoy it. Yeah.
Okay, contemporary classical composers, do you have any that are your favourites?
I quite like Messiaen, I play a bit of Messiaen, so...
What do you play then?
I play the church organ, so...
All right. Oh, yeah, fantastic. Shaney, was it?
Yeah.
You tell us all about you.
I'm 10, and I was told by my teacher that he used to come to this choir when he was younger, so he gave out some leaflets about it, and I thought, yeah, it's cool, so, yeah, I joined.
The days are sick and cold, and the skies are grey and old.
I've known the Scunthorpe Junior Cooperative Choir for about 15 years now.
The
This is Howard Goodall, the musician and composer who, as Britain's singing czar, is heading Sing Up, a campaign to get young children singing again. He composed this piece, The Long Trail, based on a poem by Rudyard Kipling, specifically for the Scunthorpe Choir.
They're kind of the model junior choir, actually. First of all, they are from the whole community. They start with children very young, and their parents. The earlier you can get a child, the better, to start them singing, playing singing games. So they have these little tiny training choirs for the very youngest children, and they move up stage by stage till they are fully grown members of the full choir. And that's why they are able to get very high standards. And there is this kind of idea that in order to get everybody involved in something, you've got to lower the standard. In fact, Scunthorpe Junior Choir, and many other choirs like them, totally refute this idea. There's nothing la-di-da about this choir at all. Anybody can join. And yet they work with them with great patience. And so by the time they come to 13, 14, 15, and they're singing in the main senior choir, they are brilliant.
I can see a whole load of very short people, very little people, sitting on the floor, cross-legged, surrounded by their parents, and the teacher sitting kind of hunched on her, one of those things called cart. And now they're singing.
I'm Andrea Jeffries, and I'm a local music teacher in a school, but I come along to do choir with the younger children who are aged 3, 4, and 5.
Yeah, we were in there watching those younger children,
yes,
aged 3, 4, and 5.
Yeah, they were great.
They were so sweet.
Yeah.
And then the best part was when they had to do their little solo and say they were holding the thimble or the rubber or whatever.
Yes.
And it was a whisper.
Yes.
But I did notice Finn is
yes.
his name, and he was a very cute young chap. Tell us about him.
Well, he's been coming to the choir probably, I would say, about 3 years. He has Down syndrome and autism. And when he first came, he didn't really join in very much. He enjoyed watching. Certainly, he didn't seem able to speak or sing in any way. But he's gradually developed confidence. And he just thoroughly enjoys it. He's a great character. He comes in and he's full of fun, smiles, and absolutely loves it.
We know that music is a very powerful thing. What is it about music that is able to allow people to communicate in a way that they can't in other instances?
Well, I think that really, especially with these little children, one thing about it is the developing of confidence. And also, children in that sort of situation, they seem all accepting. They're not critical of each other. They don't seem to notice whether it's in tune or out of tune, whether it's loud or quiet. They're just, you know, willing to give it a go.
Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear. Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair.
Children love singing. I remember singing at school, and it was a fantastic start to the day. It cleared your mind, relaxed you, and made you happy. But with an increasingly packed curriculum, children have been singing less in recent years. Howard Goodall.
You know, there was a time when everybody started the day with singing in assembly. And then over maybe a 30 or 40 year period, for all sorts of cultural and social reasons, that kind of withered a bit. So we're sort of kind of trying to recreate that habit in young children. And a series of quite dramatic reports and research have come out showing how beneficial singing is to a young child in terms of using their brain, making it work better to enhance what's called neuroplasticity, et cetera, et cetera. Now, we've always known that remembering things works better if you can add a tune to it. We knew that from the days of Homer and the song lines in Australia, never mind modern British children. But there are social benefits that improve behaviour in schools where there's a lot of singing, that children are actually nicer to each other, improves their self-esteem so they are less likely to be unpleasant to each other. There are very few things that work in schools to improve behaviour, that work to improve truancy, for example, but our data on music and singing is extremely good in these areas. So I think that's maybe one of the reasons we've been supported by government.
Choral singing for children is certainly back in fashion.
Where's your wah?
This is Morpeth School in Bethnal Green in London. It's one of the schools chosen to partner a city firm in creating a concert. The first workshop and rehearsal for that concert is happening in the school's performance studio today.
Claire Del Mar is the organiser, and she has brought five of the top financial companies into the frame.
Each firm has a choir, but each choir is then partnered with a school. And we have five companies and five schools. Three are primary schools and two are secondary schools. The other player in this is the BBC Singers. They are the nation's only full-time professional choir, and they do a lot of outreach and education. So each of the companies comes to the workshops, which is run by the BBC Singers education team, all leading to a set of pieces that will be performed with the city choirs and with the BBC Singers at the Barbican on the 9th of June.
And though adolescent boys especially are often reluctant to sing in choirs, that may be changing.
More and more kids particularly look at singing as a stepping stone to performance. And what we see in the music industry now that is so exciting is this complete shift from recorded music, which is essentially free now, to live. So if you're going to be a musician, you really need to get your socks on and start getting out there and performing. And singing is the easiest and the quickest way to do that.
So, can I just check? I've got Samantha.
And of course, this singing event brings together some of the richest and poorest people in the city.
My name's Harriet Cross, and I'm a knowledge manager at Deloitte within the financial services industry. I did my degree in music. My first study is French horn, but I sing as well. It's been great. I don't get the chance, really, to sit with 11 and 12-year-olds very often. For me, one of the best parts about this morning has been getting to behave like a child again and to be with the children, getting them to participate as much as possible. It is quite ambitious, actually. We're doing some of the old favourites, like we've got the Alleluia chorus from The Messiah, but also some really quite modern stuff, so I think we've got something in there to cater for all tastes.
Now, I'm going to teach you a new song, and it's about building the Settle to Carlisle Railway.
Back in Scunthorpe, Sue's Friday night also includes a session with her middle choir, the 6 to 9-year-olds. Keeping and expanding the repertoire of songs for children to sing is also part of Howard Goodall's task. At the moment, he's working on a new national songbook. It certainly hasn't taken the choir long to pick this one up.
What do we need to build a
They are really brilliant, and they go on tours around the world singing because they're so good. Now, what other thing can they do in their lives that give them that opportunity? I mean, maybe they'll play in the first 15, and maybe they'll go and do a tour to Spain one week in the year. But nothing like these kids get this opportunity in this choir. And so, for me, the combination of the fact that it's open to everybody, it's a big choir, lots of kids in it, and that it's something that they really enjoy, but they're really good at, there's absolutely no layering of sounds whatsoever, is a fabulous combination.
Just time for a final run through of the competition piece. And I have to say, the charm and the innocence of these young voices before age and experience set in is really uplifting. Thank you very much for the beautiful music. It sounded really, really nice. I think you'll do well. I wish you lots of luck in the competition. And and don't forget to listen to yourselves on the radio. I think you'll be impressed.
Well, the judges of the Choir of the Year certainly were awarding them Choir of the Day and putting them through to the next round of the competition. This programme was produced by Susan Marling, and Joan Armatrading's Favourite Choirs is a Just Radio production for BBC Radio 4. Well, Material World is in half an hour. Here's Quentin Cooper to tell you more.
Yes, today no choirs, but the myth of fingerprints. Just because some ne'er-do-well has left a nice, clear impression of their thumb doesn't mean it will be there once CSI Ambleside or wherever starts throwing powder around. Fingerprints can easily be evaporated by heat, so there's usually little use looking for them on spent cartridges or fragments of bombs. But now scientists and the police have worked together to develop a new way to make these previously invisible traces visible, which just leaves one thing to do. As Charlie Chan wisely says in the 1936 film Charlie Chan's Secret, fingerprints very valuable if detective can catch owner of fingers. Material World in just over 30 minutes.